Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have your zip code?
30104.
30103? 4. I'm sorry?
30104.
30104. Thank you. And first and last name?
Donald Edwards or Todd Edwards.
I'm sorry?
Donald Todd Edwards.
Okay, thank you. And first and last name? When was your order done?
I think it was yesterday for a generator.
Okay, give me a moment. Give me one moment. I'm still here with you. I'm trying to pull up an account for you. Do you have an order number by any chance?
Not right now, but I mean, I could probably go and find it. It would take me forever. I'm old folks.
Okay.
I went through the McDonald's thing. I filled out the survey. I went to the generator. I clicked on the generator. I sent you the money. But when I looked it up in my bank account, it went to a totally different company.
Okay,
that's why I
want
to be
sure
it's coming.
I'm not pulling any order under your name with your zip code.
About Donald Edwards or Todd Edwards?
Okay, thank you. No, my last option would be trying to pull it up because I tried with the zip code first and last name, and I'm even trying right now with the phone number that you're giving us a call, and there's no record. So my last option would be trying to pull it up with your card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. Or you give us a call back with the order number, and you have to check your email.
One second,
I'll
give you the card number. 1 second on the card number.
Okay.
Let's
see. I'm staying here with you.
Thank you. I'm having difficulty.
Okay, I can only hold for 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, you hold on. That's my money we're fooling with, you know?
I understand, but I do follow a protocol, and I can only hold for 2 minutes, sir.
Well, I guarantee you, I'll be calling back a bunch of times if it has to be like that. I never heard that before in my life. I'll tell you what.